huge team of excavators was needed to carry out the work. Students from all over the world took part over the 5.5 years of excavation, many of them now amongst the world's most distinguished archaeologists. At an early stage, the discoveries began to generate such public interest that the busy excavation site was opened to public view. Walkways around the dig allowed people to watch amazing discoveries actually being made, while automated commentaries explained what was happening. Upwards of 1 million people visited, and their entry fees helped to pay for yet more excavation.
We used to work 8 till 4:30, Monday to Sunday, on site during the summer months. This was to allow us to cover the hordes of student diggers we took onto the site over summer, and to get the job done on time.
At one stage, some of the inmates of Askham Bryan Open Prison were allowed to work on the dig, helping with some of the manual tasks. They also had some specific skills which came in handy one morning. The site was closed with a padlock on the main gate, and that day Richard Hall, the site director, had forgotten his keys. The whole dig team was waiting outside, and Richard was getting very angry with himself about the lost working time and was about to set off home to find his keys. However, the prisoners told him not to worry and went into a huddle around the gate. In less than a minute, the lock had been picked and the gate was open.
I arrived at Coppergate in 1979 as an 18-year-old, having just completed my A-levels and secured my place to study archaeology at Durham. How better than to start my year off than to spend 2 months digging at the famed Coppergate site? It was a real eye-opener. The size and depth of the site was simply staggering, with a metal piling supporting the sides and a hive of activity within it.
By the time the excavation had reached Viking layers, the site was already very deep, and an electric bucket hoist was used to remove the excavated soil. The winch had hooks which could take 4 buckets at a time, and it was the job of one of the summer volunteers to attach the 4 buckets to the hooks so that they could be lifted clear of the dig. Unfortunately, one day he also attached one of the hooks to his trouser belt, although the first we knew of it was his shouts as he was hoisted several metres into the air, like a circus performer. He was eventually returned safely to Earth.
I operated the mechanical hoist to lift the buckets of soil up and tip them into wheelbarrows for the spoil heap. Hard work, and I wasn't built like a weightlifter.
My first job on site was emptying buckets. I was one of the bigger lads on site and I had to lift full and heavy, may I add, buckets of spoil up off the site to the walkway and then place them on a hoist till they were emptied into a dumper truck. This was then driven and tipped onto the site spoil heap. Needless to say, we found lots of stuff on the spoil heap.
Once when I was excavating in one of the wicker-lined pits on a hot July day, the smell of rotten, waterlogged organic material, probably poo, was still lingering.
One of the abiding memories for the diggers was the ripe smell of many of the Viking cesspits, as recreated in Jorvik. Once the capping had been removed, the cess layers were often as smelly and ripe as if they had been deposited that day. Those of us taking the regular tea break run to Greg's to stock up on sausage rolls and cakes often got some very funny looks, but were quickly served.
We used to visit a local hostelry every lunchtime where the barman, Jeff, and no longer with us, used to let us eat our sandwiches in the back bar, as long as we had a shandy with them. He used to swap the carpet tiles from under the benches and bring out the warm, dirty ones for us to tread dirt into. When we left, it put them back under the bench. We used to play Jeff's jukebox all the time, and we kind of adopted the song for Coppergate, In Thoughts of You by Billy Fury. I still have a smile every time I hear this and think of all those great times I had on Coppergate.
I spent 6 weeks at Coppergate, and it was a great experience. Apart from the digging, Richard Hall would occasionally give lectures to us, and we also had a trip out 1 week to Ribblehead to see a Viking longhouse. Working on excavations is a very sociable experience, and friends are often made on them. In my case, I also met my future husband. 9 years later, I was appointed to the post of artifact researcher at York Archaeological Trust, and returned to York in 1988, and I've worked as an archaeologist in the city ever since.